I went through a lot of different ideas for what those pictures could be, and some I discarded, some were a little too strange, and I came around to realizing I needed, this would probably be an eight, the kind of camera that would take eight shots to a roll of film. I figured that they used to do that, and this would be a nice, a reasonable number to work with. It couldn't be 24, 36, because I could never show them all. And so as I went along, and I had seven, and I was thinking about what that eighth one would be, it all of a sudden hit me that it would be the picture of the kid who had the camera before. And in fact, as you go through the book and you're looking at the set through the section of all the photos and you come to the very last one, it's all of a sudden a bit of a shock because you've had all these sort of strange, funny, odd underwater things, and all of a sudden here's a picture, just, you know, a picture of another kid. It was one of those things that it happened late in the process, and it was, well, there's the picture of the kid, and what, oh, of course, they're holding the picture of the kid before them, who's holding the picture of the kid before them, who's holding the picture of the kid before them. That's where I finally, it was like my brain was finally letting me see what the book was really about, or the real meat of the story, the connection between the kids. So that you could see the entire line of who had previously had the camera, and all the way back to the first kid who is, you know, standing and just sort of waving. You know, here's this kid alone on a beach. It's almost as though he's tossed this out there in an effort to make friends, even if he'll never know. But there is that now, that connection, and of course it ends with the boy throwing the camera back, and so that it can continue on its journey. So it was a very roundabout way for me. I went through six or seven different dummy versions of the book before it all coalesced into the form it's in now.